You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Wax Chattels with No Ties from the very awesome album Clot. We've got Amanda in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. It's really nice to see you. And I think it's been probably at least since the record came out that we've had a chat in a professional capacity. And it's been quite a big year for releasing music. How have you sort of been feeling since you put Clot out in the world?
I guess it's weird, like everyone else.
Mm.
We, unlike everyone else in New Zealand, though, we haven't toured it yet. We actually had a tour penciled in, but it would have needed to be announced during the second lockdown.
Oh, no.
So we pulled it. We were like, even if we could, maybe, you know, we shouldn't. We didn't know that things were going to be all good, so we are working on getting something together.
That's exciting. We'll be looking forward to that. You have been playing the odd show, though, Mermgrown, which was fantastic, and I think probably a pretty envy-inducing moment for a lot of your international fans who would have been looking on and thinking, if only that were us. But you're going to be playing at Cross Street this weekend, which is really awesome. How has it been for you performing these new songs alongside your old stuff, which we also love still very much here at the station? Do you feel different about the stuff that you've made for Clot?
I think the Clot stuff, it is definitely different to play because we were so tour fit.
Yeah.
When we play our old stuff, and with the new stuff, because we haven't toured it, it's definitely like, oh no, how do I play this part that I recorded?
Yeah.
Quite a while ago. And so we've got to rehearse the new songs a lot more. It's amazing what muscle memory can do.
Yeah.
but also what lack of muscle memory means. So yeah, it's been interesting. We're trying to make a more comprehensive set list, but we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see on Saturday. When you have been writing for this, I mean, I really like Clot for a lot of reasons. All the things we love about your sound, like the big meaty bass sound that you make and, you know, your wonderful classically guitarless guitar music. We love all of that stuff, but I really like your lyrics, Amanda. I think that they're really cool and they're super incisive. How do you write? Do you have a plan when you sit down and write, or do you just kind of go with the feeling?
Thank you so much. That's really sweet. It's really strange when people tell you in person that they like your music. I appreciate it. I don't know where to look. I don't think there's a plan. I think Peter is a more prolific writer than me for sure. I mean, he's got a solo project, Sulfate, and he's just constantly writing. With me, I kind of have like little phases where I've just got a lot of shit in my head and I just sort of like power write and then I don't do anything for ages. But I think when I try to write, I'm more of like a subconsciously thinking about things a lot person, and that's the same with work. I kind of, I'm one of those people at school who was like, no, I didn't write three drafts of this. I thought about it for a long time. I'm a one draft person.
Just keep changing the word document.
But like, I think like people have said we're one of the most democratic bands that they've worked with, and I guess, you know, even when someone brings in a song or with lyrics, we still workshop it together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't, you know, really change the whole set of lyrics, but there are little tweaks, and we're really open to suggestions from the other two bandmates, which I think really gives it a polish, because sometimes you're like, this is the meaning I want, but I'm just so stuck. Like, what's another way of saying this?
Yeah. And I guess when you've been working with your bandmates for a really long time, you also start to have that really implicit trust that they will get what you're trying to get at and have that word for you or have that sound that you were looking for and be able to kind of polish it, as you say, make it into a whole thing. It must be weird to look back. I mean, it's hard not to talk about the weirdness of 2020, but it must be weird to look back on where you were like just over a year ago, doing heaps of touring, doing heaps of like performing and writing as well. Have you found 2020 useful at all amongst all the carnage? Have you had a chance to reflect on things or think about things, or has it just been like put that whole year in the bin? Because I feel a little bit like put that whole year in the bin, but you know, how do you feel about it?
I guess we kind of saw 2019 and especially the second half, apart from recording the album, as our downtime. So it was gutting for 2020. We were like, okay, we can do this again, like what have we got? And for it to be like nope. So that was kind of hard and frustrating, but I guess in a way it was also easier because we weren't playing. But it was, for me, I was like, oh, I finally like got excited to play again. It was totally weird playing only two shows last year when we played like 80 in 2018 or something. It's just bizarre.
How do you find, because you do have a huge international following, of course you're on Captured Tracks overseas, how do you find the response from people in other places? Like, we love you here in New Zealand, but how do you find people overseas respond to your music, especially to Clot, because you haven't had a chance to take it to those audiences yet?
I guess, yeah, the problem with us is that we are more of a live band, you know, we convert people we see who see us, so to speak. We're not a great streaming band. And I understand that. I don't necessarily want to like sit at home and put on a Wax Shadows record. To be fair, we did make the second record as more of like a, this is a record we hope people put it on, as opposed to the first, which was more like livey sounding. We've had a surprising amount of people, you know, like post on Instagram when they're listening to us, which is really sweet, and radio and student radio play overseas. But I don't know, it's been weird. And obviously, whenever we post about a show, we get all these, oh, that's so cool. I think it's also funny as well, because we're a smaller band, and so people who do follow us or see our stuff know that New Zealand is COVID safe. Whereas like when you watch like the live stream of like the Boiler Room from a few days ago, and you've got these like YouTube comments being like COVID breeding, you know, and it's like no. We don't get that crap, thankfully.
It is nice. It's kind of like you need a little like sign to flash up every now and then and be like, filmed in New Zealand, you know. It is a pretty strange year. It will be, I guess, very exciting for you guys when you can go and take Clot out to the world. We're very lucky that we can go and see it on Saturday, which is awesome, down at the Cross Street Music Festival. Anyone else you're excited to catch on the day?
Ooh,
so many good bands playing.
I don't know. I think I'll be excited to just be at a gig where we're playing so early.
Yeah, you guys are quite often the like late night band as well.
It's nice to play early, because then I can actually watch people, because often I'm like sitting there, well, not sitting, but like walking around, fidgeting, I'm like watching, but kind of just stressed. So it's cool. I'll be able to like play and then have a couple of drinks and just relax and, you know, be able to appreciate the music.
Awesome. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to play Seed now, and we'll see you on Saturday at Cross Street Music Festival.
Thank you.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.